1248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least three deaths have been confirmed in central Tennessee and near Charlotte, North Carolina, after severe weather, including reported tornadoes. WTVFTV's Hunter Hoagland is in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Some of the trees and power lines have fallen on these roads, making it even harder for first responders to do their jobs out here. We're seeing people out here with chainsaws trying to help them so they can get through. Others with bulldozers trying to pick up some of the debris.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says there is a general severe weather threat from Austin, Texas, up to Philadelphia tomorrow. Texas is already dealing with a heat wave that's challenging the state's power grid. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
With heat indexes over 100 degrees in Texas, ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, has issued a weather watch today. The number of thermal outages and the high energy demand forecast continue to rise. University of Houston energy economics professor Ed Hurst.
They're forecasting a peak demand today that's well in excess of what summertime peaks were just a few years ago. No net addition of generators. We're just driving ourselves into the ground here.
ERCOT says it's optimistic that grid conditions will remain normal. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
President Biden has warned Israel that the U.S. will not support an attack on Rafah. Biden tells CNN he deplores the fact that civilians had been killed by the dropping of U.S. bombs.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
He also says that the U.S. will continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of being able to respond to attacks. Officers remove a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University and clash with protesters, making some 33 arrests. Metro D.C. Police Department Chief Pamela Smith says there were signs the protests were becoming volatile.
Indicators that counter-demonstrators were covertly in the encampment and information that protesters from other schools were traveling to GW. In addition, items that could potentially be used for offensive and defensive weapons were being gathered.
The former interpreter for a Japanese baseball great pleads guilty to stealing a lot of money. CBS's Matt Piper.
Ipe Mizuhara has now pleaded guilty for illegally transferring about $17 million from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to pay off his own gambling debts. He's also pleaded guilty to signing a false tax return. The 39-year-old Mizuhara will be arraigned next week and faces more than 30 years in federal prison.
Under new rules, dogs entering the U.S. must be 6 months old and microchipped to prevent the spread of rabies. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday touting Microsoft's new investment and his own economic record in Racine. The president reminding voters Donald Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 new jobs in the area but never delivered.
3,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term. But that's not on my watch.
Biden says he's created more jobs than Trump and nearly $1 trillion in private sector investment across the country. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The crew is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willy Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch, and it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any shower chance that we have between now and Thursday afternoon will be very isolated. Generally, mostly cloudy skies in the overnight with lows in the mid-40s and east to northeast breeze. Thursday, those clouds and showers, highs in the lower 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreidlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, State Assembly Rep Robin Vining is our guest on our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
FUSA.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Wednesday, isn't it? Midweek indeed. Why America needs to know about Donald Trump getting spanked in silk pajamas. I'll tell you. This is a serious, actually, piece. Also, the world's top climate scientists expect global heating to blast past that 1.5 degrees Celsius target. We're heading for 2.5 degrees Celsius right now. Why isn't this all over the media? And the damage that this is going to do. Also, in the first hour of our program, our crazy alert. RFK Jr. says a worm ate part of his brain. Literally, really. I'm not making this up. It's in the New York Times today. Can you be president with part of your brain gone? In the second hour of our program, my colleague on Sirius XM right here, Dean Obidala, is going to drop by. What happens if Trump is found guilty on all accounts? Also, has Paul Krugman laid out an accurate description of conservatives, of Republicans in America? And in the second hour, Trump just received a huge warning sign in Indiana from the GOP. We'll talk about that. In the third hour of our program, we have two guests today. This should be fascinating. Alex Lawson, the director, executive director, I believe is his title, of Social Security Works, is going to drop by. There's a new trustee report out about the status and solvency of both Social Security and Medicare and how they must be defended from Donald Trump. And also, Senator Bernie Sanders is going to drop by to talk about Gaza, the protests, big oil, and more. So we've got a lot going on today, just an awful lot. Also, breaking news, this also in the New York Times today by Peter Baker. Pretty amazing. The president withheld 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs from Israel that he feared could be dropped on Rafah, where more than 1 million Gazans have taken refuge, the officials said. Bernie Sanders and Chris Van Hollen in the Senate, and then 30 Democrats in the House, including the Squad and Nancy Pelosi, wrote a letter to President Biden saying stop offensive weapons to Israel until they stop killing people in Gaza. And apparently he's taking it seriously. I mean, just consider, you know, Netanyahu has gotten away with this is from Albanius over on Daily Kos, gotten away with so many provocations, from his flagrant support of settler brutality in the West Bank to his open disrespect for both Obama and Biden, to his attempt to overturn the rule of law in Israel, to his coalition with the open racists and eliminists Smotrich and Ben-Gavir. To, in Biden's words, disproportionate and indiscriminate overreaction to the monstrous Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th, to the killing of some 200 aid workers and over 100 journalists in Gaza, to the famine that has begun. So Biden is now starting to use the leverage he has. This is a big deal. So, you know, get ready. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled Why America Needs to Know About Trump Getting Spanked in Silk Pajamas. And it's pretty straightforward. The most powerful elected Republican in America has declared war on the rule of law. This happened yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced that Congress, on behalf of wannabe dictator for a day, Donald Trump, is going to use every power available to him and his colleagues to essentially nullify our court system. Here's the exact quote. He said, quote, President Trump has done nothing wrong here, and he continues to be the target of endless lawfare. It has to stop. And you're going to see the United States Congress address this in every possible way that we can, because we need accountability. All these cases need to be dropped because they're a threat to our system. Right. All these cases and potential future cases include Trump sharing secrets with Russia that burned U.S. and U.S. ally spies, inciting rebellion against the United States on January 6th, running his businesses from the White House while multiple foreign governments poured cash into his properties in violation of the Emoluments Act, stealing national defense secrets from the White House and transporting them to Florida and New Jersey, and then lying to the FBI about them, raping and then threatening and defaming E. Jean Carroll, criminally obstructing investigations into his campaign's ties to Russia, conspiring with Republicans in multiple states to defraud the American people with forged electoral college certificates, threatening Georgia's Secretary of State with criminal prosecution if he wouldn't, quote, find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, violating campaign finance laws on multiple occasions, committing tax and insurance fraud, and extorting a foreign leader, Mr. Zelensky, to manufacture dirt on his political opponent. Those are just the most commonly known crimes of Trump. I mean, you know, scratch the surface. From his teenage years, writing C on the applications of black people who wanted to rent apartments from his father in violation of the law, to decades of business crimes, including a fraudulent university and a fake charity, to stealing money from thousands of employees and contractors. Trump's been a one-man crime wave his entire life. And now, given the choice between throwing in with a career criminal or defending America's criminal justice system, the rule of law, separation of powers, the Republicans have chosen to throw in with a crook. I'm telling you, Barry Goldwater and Everett Dirksen are rolling over in their graves. You know, the guys who told Richard Nixon, you got to resign, buddy. Our rule of law system started on June 15th, 1215, in a plain in northern England called Runnymede, where the barons of England forced King John to sign the Magna Carta. It basically guaranteed habeas corpus rights to the British nobility, and for about 400 years it was only the British nobility, but then in the 1600s it got extended to knights. And then in the 1700s and 1800s, these rights became, were applied to pretty much everybody. Here in the United States, we got these rights in 1789 when the Constitution was ratified by the 13 states. But even now, America has two political parties, and one of them is following the example of Russia and Hungary, whose leaders earlier, just in this century, the 21st century, rejected democracy in favor of oligarchy and autocracy. They've turned away from this 809-year-long tradition. You know, John Adams used to talk about America being a government of laws and not men. Right. That's not what's going on right now. Here's how it lays out. This is what's really going on. I mean, everybody's talking about how, this case is about Stormy Daniels and his covering. In fact, they refer to it on television constantly. Every time they do, I bang my head against the wall. I'm starting to get a callus. It's just incredible, calling it the hush money trial, right? It's not a hush money trial. It's an election interference trial, to be very, bland about it. It's a stealing an election trial. And here's how it played out. Russian intelligence in the days before October 7th learned that U.S. news agencies had acquired the Access Hollywood tape. On October 7th, that tape dropped, the morning of October 7th. And this is 4 weeks before the November 8th election. Oh, I've got the date wrong on here. I got to fix that. And it appears that they, along with Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, and David Pecker, choreographed a series of efforts to refocus voters' attention on Hillary Clinton and prevent the story of Trump's previous philandering from coming out. The Access Hollywood tape dropped at 3:30, just 30 minutes after, I said it in the morning, it was 3:30 in the afternoon, after the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of National Intelligence issued a joint press release saying, and I quote, "The U.S. intelligence community is confident that the Russian government directed the recent compromise of emails from U.S. persons and institutions, including from U.S. political organizations. The recent disclosures of alleged hacked emails on sites like DC Leaks and WikiLeaks, led by the Guccifer 2.0 online persona, are consistent with the methods and motivations of Russian-directed efforts. These thefts and disclosures are intended to interfere with the U.S. election process. Such activity is not new to Moscow. The Russians have used similar tactics and techniques across Europe and Eurasia, for example, to influence public opinion. We believe, based on the scope and sensitivity of these efforts, that only Russia's senior-most officials could have authorized these activities." So the Access Hollywood tapes drops, and immediately Russia drops the Hillary Clinton emails. That same month, Charles McGonigal, who is the FBI agent in charge of investigating Trump's links to Russia, who we now know was actually a Russian agent. He's in prison right now for being a Russian agent. But he ran the FBI office in New York and was in charge of looking into Trump's connection to Russia. He was also shared a bunch of common friends with Rudy Giuliani. And his office started leaking Hillary's emails. And on October 26, now this is 2 days before this all came out, Rudy Giuliani goes on Fox so-called news and basically says, "We're talking some pretty big surprises. We got a couple things up our sleeve that should turn this around. You're going to hear about these in the next few days." 2 days later, Jim Comey caves to the pressure from McGonigal, the Russian agent, Russian intelligence, and Giuliani, and holds a press conference on October 28th to announce a new investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. And Hillary Clinton was outraged. She says, "We're 11 days out from perhaps the most important national election in our lifetimes. Voting's already underway." So, you know, when you look at this, what you see is that Donald Trump and Russia conspired together to distract us from the Access Hollywood tapes at the same time that Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, and David Pecker were conspiring to prevent us from knowing that not only did he talk about grabbing women, but he actually did it, you know, with a porn star and a Playboy bunny, with two women that we know of. And of course, he raped E. Jean Carroll, and he's been convicted of that. So here we are. This guy has a very good chance of becoming president of the United States. How does that happen? I don't have a friggin' clue. I do. It's the racism, stupid. I mean, that's how insane America has become. But this is why America needs to know about Trump getting spanked in his silk pajamas. We'll be right back. It's almost 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The world's top climate scientists have some words for us. I'll share that with you in a minute.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com. Or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets, which is why I understand why some people take their buttery, soft, cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaway to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. Okay, the world's top scientists. This is a fascinating story. The Guardian, you know, the British-based progressive newspaper that has a substantial presence in the United States. They reached out to all 843 of the world's top climate scientists who collaborated and signed off on the IPCC, the most recent IPCC report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And this is the group that said, you know, we've got to stop at 1.5 degrees Celsius, about 3 degrees Fahrenheit. If we don't do that, we're going to have catastrophic consequences. And we're already starting to see this. April was the moistest month in history, in known human history. There might have been moister months before, but, you know, certainly in the last 10,000 years. And it's because of global warming. The atmosphere is warming up. And what does that mean? It means that your winds are stronger, your storms are worse, your hurricanes are heavier. Resilience is the new name of the game. I mean, you know, by the way, the federal government is offering a 30% tax credit if you install solar on your home right now. Might be a good time to think about it, because increasingly utilities are going to become less reliable. I mean, they're kind of, you know, many of them, particularly the for-profit utilities, are pretty flaky right now. But as the weather gets weirder and weirder, and it's happening rapidly. I mean, we're now increasing the rate of CO2 in our atmosphere faster than we ever have. We are nowhere near bending this curve. I mean, I suppose you could argue it's starting to bend, but we're nowhere near stopping it. So anyhow, what they did is they reached out to all 843 of these scientists and said, what do you think? Are we going to stop at 1.5? We're at 1.3 right now. Are we going to stop at 1.5? Well, here's the 80% of the respondents. And again, these are just the scientists who wrote the IPCC. 80% of the respondents foresee at least 2.5 degrees Celsius of global warming, while almost half anticipate at least 3 degrees Celsius, 5.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that pushes us kind of close to the realm of the PETM, the Permian Eocene Thermal Maximum. The PETM happened, I'd have to look it up, I think it was around 20 or 50 million years ago. It was, anyway, whenever it was, I'd have to look it up. But the PETM was like the most recent of the radical big temperature changes, you know, that flipped geologic ages. And it flipped the planet's atmosphere in a matter of months. I mean, it was dramatic, and it led to a massive die-off of life all across Earth. So this is wild stuff. We need to get ready. And we need to stop pumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. RFK Jr. says doctors found a dead worm in his brain.
Really?
Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
That and your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. Many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Severe storms, including tornadoes, have pummeled parts of the central and southeast U.S. At least two people died after a tornado touchdown in Tennessee. WTBF-TV reporter Hunter Hoagland is in Maury County.
This has been an area that has had widespread damage and certainly caused a lot of concern. We are standing in the area where a lot of first responders are staged right now, really being dispersed in about every direction.
In Tel Aviv, Israeli women demanded the release of hostages being held by Hamas.
Like a roller coaster. It's really, really emotional and ups and downs, and gets worse and harder every day.
The former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodger star Shohei Ohtani has agreed to plead guilty to bank and tax fraud. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The interpreter impersonated Ohtani in one of the many banks the baseball star did his banking, changing email addresses and login information.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. Democrats say Republicans are playing games with millions of dollars for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
It means that communities from Peshtigo to French Island are still waiting to help clean up their water. And it means that more people won't be getting the health care services they need.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sydney Sweeney is certainly not afraid to take on unique roles. She recently played a nun in Immaculate, and according to IndieWire, she'll play boxer Christy Martin next. Martin was the most famous female boxer in the 90s, whose life spiraled out of control after she won the welterweight championship. The project is currently untitled and will be produced by Sweeney's company 50/50. It appears Sweeney is trying to take on roles that de-emphasize her looks. Word on the street is she is lobbying hard for the role of Sloth in the Goonies remake. Kate Hudson not only believes in ghosts, she says she can see them, and so can her mom, Goldie Hawn. She told Howard Stern when she was younger she saw ghosts just like in the movie The Sixth Sense. When Stern questioned her about the afterlife, she said it will probably be more scientific than people think, but f***ing weird and beautiful. I bet the afterlife is beautiful, as long as we don't have to sit through How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or You, Me, and Dupree. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any shower chance that we have between now and Thursday afternoon will be very isolated. Generally mostly cloudy skies in the overnight with lows in the mid-40s and east to northeast breeze. Thursday, those clouds and showers, highs in the lower 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live,
I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
President Biden says he'll stop weapon shipments to Israel if they invade Rafah. And Trump's back in court with Stormy Daniels. Devil's Advocates, we've got all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
A dead worm in his brain. That's the headline in the New York Times today. I'll just share a couple paragraphs with you. In 2010, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was experiencing memory loss and mental fogginess so severe that a friend grew concerned he might have a brain tumor. Mr. Kennedy said he consulted several of the country's top neurologists, many of whom had either treated or spoken to his uncle, Senator Edward Kennedy, before his death the previous year of brain cancer. Several doctors noticed a dark spot on the younger Mr. Kennedy's brain scans and concluded that he had a tumor, he said in a 2012 deposition reviewed by the New York Times. Mr. Kennedy was immediately scheduled for a procedure at Duke University's Medical Center by the same surgeon who had operated on his uncle. While packing for the trip, he said, he received a call from a doctor at New York Presbyterian Hospital who had a different opinion. Mr. Kennedy, he believed, had a dead parasite in his head. The doctor believed that the abnormality seen on his scans, quote, was caused by a worm that got into my brain and ate a portion of it and then died, Mr. Kennedy said in the deposition. At the same time that he learned of the parasite, he said, he was also diagnosed with mercury poisoning, most likely from ingesting too much fish, which can cause serious neurological issues. I have cognitive problems, clearly, he said in the 2012 deposition. I have short-term memory loss, and I have a long-term memory loss that also affects me. It turns out he said that, when they asked him about his eating, he said he was certain that his diet had caused the poisoning. Quote, I love tuna fish sandwiches. I ate them all the time. And tuna fish, of course, is really high in mercury. So if you want to get mercury poisoning, eat your tuna fish, right? It's a giant predatory fish, so it concentrates all those heavy metals, at the top of the food chain. Several infectious disease experts and neurosurgeons said in separate interviews with the New York Times that based on what Mr. Kennedy described, they believed it was likely a pork tapeworm larva. There are roughly 2,000 hospitalizations for this condition every year in the United States. It's called neurocysticercosis, according to the journal Emerging Infectious Diseases. I guess the lesson of that one is don't eat pork, right? I mean, there's a reason why Muslims and Jews don't eat pork, and it has to do with, just this. Mr. Kennedy said he was then subsisting on a diet heavy on predatory fish, notably tuna and perch. He was experiencing severe brain fog. His test showed his mercury levels were 10 times what the EPA considers safe. Wow. So I can see his, Bob Kennedy's new slogan, his new presidential campaign slogan. Vote for me. I have a worm in my brain. I don't think that's going to work. Do you? You should never make fun of people who have medical issues. He's been out there like pumping iron in Venice Beach and showing how athletic he is and skiing Say what? Dean is standing by. Dean, holy cow. Dean Obadala is on the line with us. Dean, my apologies. I thought you were at the top of the next hour. I see that you're here at 9:34. Welcome back to the program.
Sure, my friend. Nice to see you. How's everything?
Great to see you too. Holy cow. I'm embarrassed. I'm so sorry. This is the great Dean Obadala, my colleague here on SiriusXM Progress. He's on from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And his Substack newsletter is called The Dean's Report, Dean Obadala, obadala.substack.com. So, Dean, I have a question for you. Somebody called a couple of days ago and said, if Trump is convicted at the end of his trial,
Can we just enjoy that for a moment, that idea? Trump is convicted. Guilty of all counts.
For
Thank
sure.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you to jury. Okay, let's all enjoy that. Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, again, by the way, again, my apologies. We almost never have guests at the bottom of the hour. They're almost always at the top.
Oh, no problem.
So, So, in fact, Sean missed it, too. If he's convicted, does that mean that he gets immediately handcuffed and taken off to jail? Or how does this work under New York law? And does the jury decide his penalty, or does the judge?
No, the judge will in this case. That's only like death penalty cases where you see the jury actually making a determination. In this case, no, if Donald Trump is found guilty, which he should be, and if he's convicted of numerous felonies, the judge will set a date for sentencing in the future. In between that day of conviction and the sentencing, there's reports written by the department, by not DOJ, but in this case, the New York prosecutors are always recommending what they want. Trump's lawyers will file their briefs arguing, you know, give him, he should get nothing. You should pay for his golf, you know, whatever ridiculous thing. And then the judge will call all the parties in for a certain day and sentence. And even then with the sentencing date, often it's not to report to prison that day. It could be in the future. So they could say, okay, come back on July 1st. You're sentenced to 2 months in jail or a year in jail, whatever it is. You don't start your sentence for another 2 months or 3 months. That's kind of typical. You know, Trump's lawyers can argue for an appeal and don't impose any sentence until the appeal runs out, like Steve Bannon has done effectively in his criminal contempt case, where he was sentenced to prison, but the judge allowed them to be out of prison awaiting the appeal being resolved. So it's less likely with a shorter prison sentence, it's more likely the court will allow the appeal to take place and play out before they actually have to go in. In a longer prison sentence, it's unlikely. They go, no, you go in, the appeal will continue while you're inside.
Right. That would probably be for things like violent crimes where it's
longer,
that you represent a threat to society. Sentence. Although I think you could build a strong case that Donald Trump does represent a threat to society. It's just not one that he's
very much so.
Yeah. So you published two brilliant pieces over at the Dean's Report over on Substack this week. And I'd like to ping both of them with you, discuss both of them. The first was titled Trump is planning his next January 6th attack right in front of our eyes. Explain.
Well, Donald Trump is telling everyone, listen to his words. Tom, I don't know what more to say to our fellow Americans. Everyone listening to your show and my show and all of our shows, they are paying attention. Our fellow Americans are not. Donald Trump tells you what he's going to do and then does it. So he said in two interviews, the Time Magazine interview that was released last week and an interview we did with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in Wisconsin, that he's not going to accept the election results unless he wins. He said, I'll accept it if it's honest. And he said, if it's not, then we're going to have to fight for our country. So he started to use the fight words again. And he was pressed by the Time Magazine reporter about, well, you denounce any type of political violence? And he goes, well, it's an honest election, but if it's not, we'll have to see how it goes. The guy is telling you and priming his base. And add to that, Tom, Donald Trump's continued celebration of the January 6th terrorists as being patriots and vowing to pardon them. That's to incentivize future crimes on his behalf to help him win the election, because his supporters will know, okay, if he wins again, he's going to pardon us, just like he's promising for the January 6th people. So, Tom, who knows? It's election day, the day after election, and Trump is up in his state, but they're still counting ballots, and he sends his supporters to run in there and stop the count like he wanted to stop it. Well, they know they go in there. If it's a federal crime only, he can pardon them. He will do that. He is planning it. It's right in front of us. Don't look away. This is not a drill. This is a fascist wannabe dictator who's the most dangerous thing on our soil that we've ever dealt with in the modern era.
Are you envisioning this as something, the Capitol Police have figured out. I don't think there's going to be another attack on the Capitol, but are you envisioning this as more like what happened in 2000 down in Florida where George W. Bush, his campaign had, flew down all these staffers from Tom DeLay's office, and they had the so-called Brooks Brothers riot where they were banging on the windows and saying, stop the count?
Exactly. And they tried that in Arizona in 2020. Now, COVID protocols kind of protect them, but they were outside of the venue where the counting was going on. I don't mean the recount. I mean the actual counting. Mm-hmm. And they were worried for their safety. Trump will send his people, or even if he doesn't directly send them, he will say things like, stop the count, and they will jump into gear. He's priming his base. He has radicalized them like an ISIS recruiter, like he did in 2020 with all those lies about the election. And then he brings them to the doorstep of violence. And when he needs them, he asks them what they have to do, and they gladly step over that doorstep of violence to act on his behalf. And his promise of a pardon is the way to encourage people to do that. And we get closer to Election Day, you must be aware of it. Trump should say, of course there'll be no violence. There should be no place for violence whatsoever, especially after January 6th. He won't say it because he wants it again. He's using violence as one of the tools in the arsenal, just like every fascist movement that uses violence to acquire and retain political power. It's
It's intrinsic to fascism, actually.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you said like an ISIS recruiter. That's chilling.
That's what he is.
Yeah, exactly. Your second piece, Trump reminds us again how dangerous MAGA is to our nation. Lay this out.
Well, look, it doesn't end. I mean, it had to do, it's intertwined with the first article we touched on, but this was more updating it, where Trump at his event on Saturday was an RNC event. And he's there speaking to the big donors, giving who gave $40,000 or more to be at Mar-a-Lago. He comes on stage to a song sung by terrorists. That's right, by January 6th terrorists. The J6 choir comes on stage and then talks about pardoning people again. And then he says Biden is like a Gestapo administration. And that's projection from Trump. We know that. We all know the Gestapo was a Nazi secret police. And they were involved, first off, in silencing and executing the political opponents of Hitler once he came to power. Later, they were involved in deporting Jews from around Europe to death camps. That's what the Gestapo did. For Trump to again cite Nazis, which he's channeled their language about the immigrants being poisoning the blood of our society, but now Biden being Gestapo, it should make the hair on the back of your neck go up, because we all know Trump is about projection. He's telling you what he is going to do. No one at that event, Tom, said you shouldn't say Gestapo, or you shouldn't pardon the January 6th terrorists, or you shouldn't walk on stage to a song celebrating the January 6th terrorists, and again to invoke Hitler. We know, and we've talked about this before, what did Hitler do after his failed 1923 beer hole putsch, his own coup? Later, he celebrated as martyrs those who were killed in trying to get him to power.
Right.
He would celebrate them and make them heroes to rile up his base and incentivize more conduct.
And he had a song, I mean, the Horst Wessel song. You know, Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles. Yeah. It was all about this guy who died, you know, in one of Hitler's riots.
Yeah, and exactly. That's the celebration and the sacralizing, as my friend Ruth Ben-Ghiat said on my show last night, who's an expert on authoritarianism. That's what this is. You're making violence righteous. You're making it a sacrament of your movement. We've never seen this, Tom. And I don't know what more to wake up our fellow Americans who are not paying attention to this. This is not a game. This man is, I think MAG is the greatest threat to us since World War II's Axis powers. But they're more dangerous, MAG, because they're on the soil with us. They're here.
To what extent do you see MAGA, and Dean, we just have 45 seconds here before we hit a hard break. To what extent do you see MAGA as essentially the reinvention of the America First movement back in the 20s and 30s that was, you know, openly in favor of Hitler and Nazism?
Sure. It is the reincarnation of it.
We've had
Rachel Maddow's great book, Prequel, goes through all the rise of fascism movements in the U.S. leading up to World War II, our involvement. And, you know, the rallies at Madison Square Garden, summer camps, like Nazi youth summer camps in America, in New Jersey, in New York, in Yorkville, not far from where I live, a big bastion of it. And if it wasn't for World War II, going into it by way of the Japanese bombing us, these people were trying to keep us out of the war because they supported Hitler the same way many in the GOP, not all, to be fair, support Vladimir Putin, and they all love Hungary's Orban.
Right.
They are telling you what they want America to be. And we need enough of us to listen to inform our friends that this is not a game, this is not normal politics, this is very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm with you. Dean, again, my apologies for missing the URL.
Tom, we're buddies. It's fine. I'm happy to be on for any amount of time, whenever day you want me, I'm here. So
yeah,
thank you.
Thank you so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you. I always learn something from you. Dean, the great Dean Obidala.
Thanks.
Check out his Substack. Dean, just go to Substack and plug in Dean's report, and it'll pop right up. Dean, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls in just a second. Stay tuned.
Tom. How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours. At any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health. Don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo, this guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close your books. If that's you, you should know these three numbers, 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses who have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. It's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow all in one place. Right now, Download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mike in Tecumseh, Michigan. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, just the last words of King Kong, the movie King Kong, the original, it wasn't the airplanes that killed the beast. It was beauty that killed the beast. Anyway.
Okay.
But the most shocking thing about
Oh, you're talking about Stormy Daniels? Case, yeah.
Yeah, the most shocking thing about this is the germophobic ex-president didn't wear a condom. He didn't wear a jimmy. He didn't wear a raincoat. He didn't.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, apparently his germophobia has particular boundaries.
I guess so, but I just went, to me, that was the most shocking thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I'm wondering.
She'd already talked to him.
Go ahead.
She'd already talked to him about, she had asked her about porn movies and stuff. And did you wear protection? And she said yes.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he's not.
Right, exactly. He was very carefully interrogating her about whether she'd ever had a venereal disease. And when she said no, and in fact, she told him he could look up her records online. And at that point, I think he was like, oh, boy, I'm going to go for this one. It's bizarre. I'm wondering if we're ever going to see Melania and Donald Trump in the same place again. I have a feeling that this is the end
Tom,
of his
the
marriage.
Coffee shops would be a great idea. Coffee shops, great idea.
I agree. You know, Limbaugh tried that for a while. They had Limbaugh coffee shops around the country back in.
Well, he bought all the radio stations, though. He bought all of the AM stations.
Yeah. Yeah.
He bought everything.
Yeah. So anyhow, Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Good to hear from you. Daryl in Lake in the Hills, Illinois. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm just livid about Trump and the documents case being pushed back.
Yeah, indefinitely.
People say, oh, if it was a Democrat, they would have him. Baloney, because we're not calling and raising hell with our representatives saying, what's going on?
Well, there's nothing you can do. I mean, Eileen Cannon owns this thing, and she's doing what she's doing. Whether she's doing it because she's afraid of MAGA or she's doing it because she loves Trump is an open question. You know, I saw a meme this morning on Twitter about how her husband was associated with a guy who was mobbed up. You know, maybe she just doesn't want the publicity. I don't know. But I share your outrage, Daryl. I think it's terrible.
And he should not be able to be president after what he did.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, he lied to the FBI. Lying to the FBI is a 5-year penalty in and of itself. And it's crazy. Daryl, thank you so much for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Is this an accurate description of American conservatives? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft Cozy Earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brewers, Biden's Wisconsin visit, and what's leading the dive at the Trump NYC trial. You cannot miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
an unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.